Hi there, I'm Kim Bradish. There's been another death from the coronavirus at the stricken Western Sydney nursing home, Newmarch House. Anglicare confirming a 12th resident has died of the virus, bringing the total number of deaths in Australia to 90. CEO Grant Millard's told the ABC they've been told it's likely there will be more.
But nothing actually prepares you for the trauma that our staff and residents and families are dealing with. This is a very, very difficult situation.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer says Australia is well prepared if there's a second wave of coronavirus. Almost 3 million have now downloaded the COVID Safe app, helping track the source of cases, with more of us encouraged to sign up. While Paul Kelly has thanked the efforts of mining magnate Andrew Forrest of helping secure 10 million testing kits from China.
That ability to do the laboratory testing, as I said, rapidly and accurately, to be able to find cases, find their contacts, another reason to download the app, will really help us to fight a second wave.
Some more positive signs: we're flattening the curve today. South Australia leading the charge with no new cases confirmed now for the past 7 days. And the Vice President of the US has been slammed after a photo emerged of him not wearing a mask at a COVID-19 clinic. Mike Pence visiting the famed Mayo Clinic, which has a policy all visitors must cover their faces. CNN says he told reporters in America he didn't wear a face mask because he's tested regularly for coronavirus. Videos have surfaced of Panthers star Nathan Cleary dancing with a group of women at his home on Anzac Day. The NRL Integrity Unit has confirmed it's investigating the now deleted clips. Cleary was one of 4 players fined by the league yesterday for breaching self-isolation measures. Meantime, it looks like the AFL is the latest big name code to have players in trouble over self-isolation breaches. Footage has emerged of 3 Fremantle players at a gathering. It's unclear whether it happened before WA lifted restrictions.